Intentions and Effects by Gary Zukav. Have you ever wondered why things happen the way they do in your life? Have you ever considered that the creation of your experiences, like the creation of everything else, is governed by the law of cause and effect? In this case, the non-physical law of cause and effect. The physical law of cause and effect governs physical causes and physical effects, such as launching a rocket and landing it on the moon. The physical law of cause and effect is a limited version of the non-physical law of cause and effect. The non-physical law allows you to use non-physical causes to create non-physical effects and also physical effects. This does not mean that you're not in control of what you create. On the contrary, it means that you are entirely free to create what you want, provided you're aware of how the non-physical law of cause and effect works. If you are not aware of this law and how it works, you will create as you continually do, but you will not want what you create. The non-physical causes that you use continually to create effects in your life are your intentions. This is literally nonsense to five-sensory, empirical science because your five senses cannot detect intentions. But intentions are as real as any physical cause, and the effects that it creates are as real. Your intentions are your non-physical causes that set energy into motion. They create a multitude of effects and therefore determine the experiences of your life. This is one of the most important things that you can know. It is also something that you can see for yourself is true. Experimenting with your life frees you to create differently, but you need to choose new causes, intentions, consciously. If you don't choose different intentions consciously, unconscious parts of your personality, the frightened parts, will choose them for you, along with the consequences they'll create for you. So, to change the experiences of your life, for example, from angry to appreciative, or from fearful to joyful, requires becoming aware of the intentions you're choosing moment to moment, and the experiences you encounter. And then making the connections between your intentions and your experiences. The more aware of your intentions and your experiences you become, the more you'll be able to connect the two, and the more you'll be able to create the experiences of your life consciously. This is the development of mastery. It is the creation of authentic power.